On the Podcast, brought to you by onthepod.net, giving you one feature and one song straight from my iPod, highlighting cool stuff to listen to that I went out and found so you don't have to. Welcome back, everybody, to On the Podcast for our lucky number 7 episode. Got a little bit of a different show for you this week, as we have a special guest doing our audio segment, my very good friend Mark Amendola from Audio Hotel Recording Studios up in West Haven, Connecticut, is going to drop in the feed and tell us about some of the bands that he's been working with at his recording studio and actually play some music from them. So this week will hopefully be the first in a long line of guest spots for our audio segment. And for all the listeners of On the Podcast, I have a small favor to ask you. I know you're thinking to yourself, oh God, he's already asking for stuff. No money involved. Due to storage issues and download times, I have decided to move On the Podcast from Podomatic to Podango, as Podango has no storage limit right now, anyway. I am also in the process of setting up a new homepage for On the Podcast, just another blogger page, really simple, but it's going to have all of the information for On the Podcast, as well as links for you to subscribe. And yes, you might have guessed it already, I need you to resubscribe if you wouldn't mind. I'm going to keep running the feed simultaneously over at Podomatic and Podango for the next few weeks, probably a month or so, in order to give everybody enough time to switch on over, and I'll mention this again and again and again. But if you head on over to onthepodcast.net, which will take you to the brand new and kind of boring On the Podcast homepage, on the right-hand side of the page, you'll see a bunch of subscribe chicklets. Just click the one for the podcatcher that you use, and that's it. In addition to storage issues and download times, I've also rerun the Podango feed through FeedBurner, so that'll let me know a little bit better how many of you guys are actually listening to On the Podcast, aside from my mom and my dad. Oh, and my cousin up in Massachusetts. Hey Steve, what's going on? Okay, enough of the announcements. Let's get into it. I'm gonna hit you with a promo, and then we will be back to talk about a man who I like to call Stephen King with a sense of humor and a great accent, Mike Bennett. Stay tuned.
Do you ever find yourself lying awake night after night, listening to the relentless thudding of your neighbor's music? Have you ever wondered what lengths you'd be prepared to go to make it all just stop? One among the sleepless. But who is the one? Is it Peter Reynolds, mild-mannered office clerk, pouring petrol through his neighbor's letterbox in the middle of the night? Is it Wayne Dolan, a man who discovers strange, unsociable uses for his own urine, and an even stranger desire for the lady upstairs with the whip? Or is it the mysterious vagrant, Dusty, a man in search of an elusive something, or someone? Mick Nixon wants to find out, because people are disappearing, and if he and Sally are ever going to share more than just sandwiches, he'd better hurry up, or they could be next. One Among the Sleepless is a free podcast novel written and read by Mike Bennett. It's about sex, death, and noisy neighbors, and it's online and downloadable now from oneamongthesleepless.com.
So, who is Mike Bennett? Sorry, that's my terribly cheesy attempt at an English accent. As cheesy as it may be, the question still stands. Who is Mike Bennett? And why are we talking about him now? Well, a while back, Mike Bennett wrote a book called One Among the Sleepless, and has since published it as a patio book on patiobooks.com, which is where I first found it, as the result of some lovely podcast promo love that I heard on another podcast somewhere, I'm sure. But that's neither here nor there. Mike himself is from Southeast London, and he actually teaches English in Dublin. And after listening to One Among the Sleepless and his short story collection that I'm going to hit on in a minute, I really wish I had an English teacher like Mike, because it would have been incredibly more interesting. But anyway. So, One Among the Sleepless. Did you ever live next door to somebody who you not only don't get along with, but may in fact be evil? I think we all have, actually, and I know I have on more than one occasion. I might have even been that person on more than one occasion. One Among the Sleepless starts out as a story about a man named Peter Reynolds, who, unbelievably enough, finds himself living next door to the neighbors from hell. Well, Peter takes matters into his own hands, and the story of One Among the Sleepless begins. As you listen to Mike Bennett tell his story in his rather incredible English accented voice, although I'm sure to him it's not accented at all, you realize that not only does Peter live next door to the neighbors from hell, he lives above the neighbors from hell. While not exactly the same, they might just be from a different level of hell. Throughout the entire length of One Among the Sleepless, Mike Bennett establishes himself as a master of the ever so slightly off. Just slightly left the center, you think you know where it's going, and then it doesn't and kneecaps you like Nancy Kerrigan. But it's such an enjoyable ride to the hospital in the back of the ambulance, isn't it? Until, of course, it crashes or stops on the train tracks, and that's where Mike takes over. Amazingly enough, you can actually find One Among the Sleepless at oneamongthesleepless.com, and you can subscribe to the feed to listen to One Among the Sleepless there or at patiobooks.com. And it was while listening to One Among the Sleepless, I found Mike Bennett's bonus track, which is a very cool but terribly short-lived podcast. However, it did clue me into Mike Bennett's current project, which is a collection of short stories called Hall of Mirrors. Now, the tagline for Hall of Mirrors is Tales of Horror and the Grotesque, and that, my friends, is exactly what you get. Truth in advertising. And with Hall of Mirrors, Mike goes through and reads some new fiction, as well as some old fiction that he's written, in the short story format that are just a slightly off, but incredibly creepy. Right now, Hall of Mirrors is up to episode number 11, where Mike is reading Poacher's Cottage Part 1. And Poacher's Cottage is about a real estate deal gone terribly, terribly wrong. In a way, after listening to Mike Bennett and One Among the Sleepless, only he can take it. So the other stories that are available in Hall of Mirrors are Trolls Part 1 and 2, infinitely creepy. Then you have The Grave Part 1 and 2, which really hits upon things that two men should not try and do while digging graves. You have the Haslett technique about how to win the lottery, and my favorite, most disgusting, and vile story ever, Hair and Skin, parts 1, 2, 3, and 4. Which, let's just say that Hair and Skin deals with hair loss and the vanity of the male of the species. From there, you have A Lovely Pair of Browns, which is about collecting pigeons, and then you're all caught up and back up to Poacher's Cottage that we've already talked about. Hall of Mirrors has some really incredible short stories that showcase what a talented writer Mike Bennett really is. Hall of Mirrors is also the place where the analogies to Stephen King are most evident, simply because Mike writes some really, really creepy stuff. But somehow, at least to me, he seems to do it with a sense of humor that tempers the fact that it's incredibly gross. And on a personal note, I will admit that while listening to Hall of Mirrors, Mike Bennett made me throw up in my mouth just a little bit. So what are you waiting for? I mean, other than not wanting to throw up in your mouth a little bit, but there is some excellent stuff over at Mike's site, oneamongthesleepless.com, and from there you can find links to Podiobooks to download One Among the Sleepless, as well as the ability to get to Mike's Hall of Mirrors page. And with that, I don't really know what else to say to get you to go to his page, other than my showing up at your house and pointing a browser there myself, which I would gladly do if I knew where you lived. So go to oneamongthesleepless.com and listen to Mike Bennett. You will definitely enjoy yourself.
Hello, this is Mike Bennett, author of One Among the Sleepless, inviting you to enter the Hall of Mirrors, my new podcast short story collection, Stories of Horror, the Grotesque, and People in Unusual Circumstances. hallofmirrors.podshow.com.
Welcome back. And now we have that special audio segment I was telling you about with my friend, Mark Amendola. Mark is a fellow musician, audio engineer, and all-around good guy, and has opened the Audio Hotel Recording Studio in West Haven, Connecticut, where he records everything from commercials to full bands, and everything in between. From time to time, Mark is going to drop into our feed and share some of the music from the bands that he's been recording with us. So why don't we let him do just that? Without any further ado, here's Mark Amendola.
Hey everyone, this is Mark Amendola from the Audio Hotel out in West Haven, Connecticut, doing the music segment of On The Podcast for onthepod.net. We're going to showcase some of the artists that come out of the studio here, as well as some other artists that we're fond of. We invite you to email us with artists that you think should be in this segment. Email us at info@audiohotel.com, and we'll check in on them ourselves. The artist I'm going to play today for you did this recording in the Audio Hotel out here. He released it last November. The artist's name is Lou Salato. He goes by the name Acoustic Lou Dog. One of his fans gave him that. He put out a record called The Sambuca Sessions. This record goes from love songs to party jams, you know, and it's basically based around Lou playing acoustic guitar. A lot of it we dialed up here. We had the guys from Fear the State come in and play on it as on a couple tracks, as well as Greg from RVP Studios came in and played on a track, played drums on a track. And we had Rob Sansone from the band Gargantua Soul come in and play on a track. I myself played a bunch of keyboards on the record. And Lou did all the acoustic guitar and all the singing, of course. So this song is the first song off his record. It's called Love Again.
You'll come and cry to me again. Tell me now, girl, is this the end? So I guess you'll come and cry to me again. Another rainy day. Hurts too much to leave, it hurts too much to stay. Sometimes you got to run. Taking shelter from another rainy day. Stand back and look at yourself. You're a picture perfect queen. Good enough for any man or any cover of a magazine. Sometimes in your life, when you feel it all belong, love is blind. Someday you'll find. Appreciation from a lover and a friend. A man deserves your heart to the end. I know that you will find love again. Stand back and look at yourself. You're a picture perfect queen. Good enough for any man or any cover of a magazine. Sometimes in your life, when you feel all alone, love is blind. Someday you'll find. Never again. Dry your eyes. Remember what I said to you. I know you had to leave after everything it put you through. Love will come, love will go, but I promise it'll be okay. Your heart will beat again and you'll fall in love someday.
So that was Mark from the Audio Hotel, and I'd like to send my many thanks to Mark Amendola and Acoustic Lou Dog, who I hope you enjoy. If you'd like more information on Mark, you can find him at www.audiohotel.com, and like I said, he'll be back from time to time to share some music with us. So here's one more promo from a man who needs no introduction, but I guess I will anyway, JC Hutchins. Have a listen.
Hey everybody, JC Hutchins here. You probably know me from the Seventh Son Trilogy, the most popular podcast novel series in history. But what you may not know is that I've launched a brand new show at my site, jchutchins.net. It's called the Ultra Creatives Interview Series. I'm chatting with some of the coolest, most brilliant writers, artists, film directors, and entrepreneurs in the social media scene, and you're gonna love it. Now, this ain't hardcore 60-minute style reporting, guys. I get ultra-creative personalities to unwind, take it easy, and talk about their worldview and their work. We're only a few episodes in right now, but I've already interviewed film director Patrick Lussier and screenwriter Matt Vane, award-winning rising star author Matt Wallace, Jeff Pulver, co-founder of Vonage and creator of Pulver TV, and Mer Lafferty, a trailblazing podcaster and author. Future guests include entrepreneur and Mahalo.com founder Jason Calacanis and professional blogger Laurel from laurel.wordpress.com. This is content you cannot miss, folks, and you're never going to know who's going to show up next. So if you're hungry to listen to some kicked-back, casual conversations with some of the most creative players on the net, check out my new Ultra Creatives interview series at jchutchins.net.
And that, ladies and gents, is going to bring us to the end of On the Podcast number 7. Some things that I've learned along the way. Never call anything lucky. Why, you may ask? Well, I lost the first draft of the Mike Bennett segment when the computer crashed and managed to get myself sick last night, so this podcast is taking 2 days instead of one. Last week it was a day early. This week, it's a day late. Sorry about that. Just a couple of more notes before we go. Mike Bennett has posted part 2 to Poacher's Cottage, so you should be able to download that and hear the complete story. I think this might be the end of Hall of Mirrors, so go out and listen quick. Well, you don't have to do it quick. I mean, it's still going to be there, but go check it out, so that way you can have yourself ready for whatever Mike throws at us next. Also, I just want to remind you to resubscribe to the feed for On the Podcast. Like I said, you can head on over to www.onthepodcast.net and just click on the subscribe button for the podcatcher that you use. If, for some god unknown reason, you're having trouble getting to onthepodcast.net, you can go to www.onthepodcast.com. In my infinite wisdom, I managed to register both domains. And that, my friends, will in fact do it for On the Podcast. Have a great week. Talk to you soon. Bye.
You've been listening to On the Podcast, brought to you by onthepod.net. On the Podcast is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works 3.0 license. If you have a band and would like your music played on the Podcast, if you have any questions or comments, feel free to email us at onthepod@gmail.com.